Morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are and whenever you're listening. My name is Tanura, and welcome back to another episode of the Students Era podcast. Today, I am joined by a new friend, I'd like to say, of mine, who recently came to the UA just back in, I think, late August.
Late August.
His name is Roman. So, Roman, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, mind just telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Roman. Originally, I'm from Russia. I'm 18 years old. I study in Middlesex, and I'm a business owner and a dancer. I would call it like that, yeah.
All right. So, firstly, I want to ask, first, how are you doing today? How are you doing?
I'm good. Perfect.
Everything alive?
Good. Yeah.
Happy that uni's done?
yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, so you're going to be entering your first year of uni in September, right?
Yes, sure.
Yeah. All right, so before we get to that, I want to just ask you, so I want to ask, what made you want to come to Dubai as an option to study? Like, why do you want to move to Dubai for studies?
I have a short story about this. Actually, Dubai was not my personal preference.
Okay.
Originally, I applied for three universities in USA, but for a particular reason, I had to switch. So after all, I got with the late option of Middlesex. It was already summer, I think. Yeah, it was the end of May.
Okay.
And I was advised with an agency who... they help students to find universities and apply for programs abroad. From Russia, that was my main goal, to get abroad. So I was advised with Middlesex because they were in a partnership, and the whole process of enrollment took like 3 days in total. So first day I observed all the programs and picked one. Second day I sent all the documents. Third day I just got an email. Yeah, I got my letter.
That was fast.
Yeah, that was really fast.
Bro, it took me like almost a week to get in, and I live here. What the heck is this? All right, so obviously not the first preference, so
yeah.
Fair enough. But before we get to that side of the topic, I want to ask, so you got into Middlesex, then obviously you came to Dubai. Is this your first time in the UAE or what? Like, how is it?
Yes, before, I haven't been here before. And that was
At all.
I even haven't heard about the Arabic culture and like the culture inside the UAE.
Ooh, okay.
I haven't heard anything about that. And it was like a really new experience for me coming here. Yeah, and it was a tough journey, I would say.
Yeah, of course, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty lonely and lost. It took like a long time to adapt. But yeah, it was fun.
that must have been crazy, because from you saying not knowing even the Arabic culture, that means it's basically like you're entering unknown territory.
Yes, for sure. But honestly, that was something I was craving with living my high school. I would call it like a perfect picture in my head of a son leaving the family.
Okay.
So for me, I saw some like big advantages of going into nowhere as a uni student, because you have a lot of new areas where you have to adapt, and you learn like some particular skills that make you more like flexible and open-minded, I would say.
Okay.
So by moving abroad, that's exactly what I was craving. I was craving like something like, you know, new blank list life.
Ah, okay.
And that's exactly what I got. Yeah.
Fair enough. I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So, all right. So obviously, first thing that happens, you touch down Dubai, brand new city, brand new culture.
Yeah.
And you've already, now let's just flash forward almost 1 year now. So you've almost completed an entire year living in Dubai, studying in Dubai. In your opinion, did you have an expectation? Like, did you expect this to be did you expect your uni life to be a bit boring, or did your current uni life turn out like so much more better than what you thought it could be?
Okay, I had this conversation recently with my friend. So I had like less expectations, I would say, than it appeared in reality. When you grow up in Russia, and you see all those like Western movies about like student life,
yeah,
and like series and everything. For me, it was like a TV picture, right? Because it's completely different in Russia. It looks like very boring, I would say, compared to what I have
now.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
And when I came here and I saw like exactly what I was looking at on the TV, I was very amazed. I was like, wow, you have like those bombers of like uni emblems, and like you have teams and social clubs. You have those like pretty chill compared to Russian professors talking to you directly. and it was like, wow. So I had like much
You didn't expect this
to be.
You didn't expect it. Yeah, fair enough. And obviously, that was going to come to my next question.
Mm-hmm.
What is like some of the major differences from having studied back home and studying here?
Okay, one major difference that I acknowledge is that, even though now I see lots of areas where the knowledge can be more practically used, in Russia it's way worse. Like you, I didn't study in Russian uni, but I have the... I'm familiar with the process. I talked to my friends back there, and I was in universities, and yeah, I know how it is. People really like sit in their rooms, study theoretical material to pass the test, then go back to their room to study theory material, and that's a really common phrase, and I think it's common here as well and all around the world, but it's really like 100% case in Russia. When you go and apply for a job, they say to you, like, forget everything you studied, like, now you need to learn how it is in reality.
So it's like you barely did any practical stuff back there?
Yes. For example, some of the students back Russia, I will talk about media area because I was in Foundation Media.
Okay.
I was really amazed when like just like first 6 weeks of foundation program, we got to get practical like shots on our phone. We shot like a video, like it was all practice based, I would say.
Like you were supposed to move, you weren't supposed to sit down.
Yeah, we were like actually moving out of the class, going out, like touching like our phones with camera, playing around with it, like learning different shots and immediately trying to capture them. In Russia, you would sit in the class, studying like different type of shots, never get a chance to shoot it in actual like practice. And I think it's a controversial topic because of that, there are a lot of Russians who actually are motivated to try on practice themselves. That's why we have like a lot of Russians like self-driven, because they're like, they lack those practices, so they like really crave it and they have like high motivation to try to apply it.
Okay.
But that leads to another problem, that the other half never tried to apply their knowledge.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But here like 100% of the students, they tried it. So that was like, okay, that's good. That's going to be
interesting. Your expectation definitely broke then.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
All right.
Another part of your life here, and that is your social life. Yeah. So obviously, like you said, new country, new society, new everything. So how has it been for you trying to build a social life in the UAE?
Okay, that's exactly one of the, I would say, not one of the topics, but pretty like overwhelming part of the moving here.
All right.
First 2 weeks, I was literally like sitting in my room trying to understand how to make connections. Because back in Russia, I was pretty social. I was open to new connections. And it went pretty natural because, you know, like when you know someone, they introduce you to their friends, they introduce you to their friends. And like, that's how you were like basically networking. Mm-hmm. Here I was pretty unconfident with my language skills as well. And I had to break the ice with someone from like totally different culture, and I was scared of triggering or like not fitting in, I would say, because that's the main difference of people over here and I would say people who are brought up in Russia. People who brought up in Russia, they're pretty close-minded, I would say, and they're not exposed to lots of events and cultures, like, I would say, happening in the world.
Okay, yeah? Yeah, I see where you're coming from, yeah.
So it was really overwhelming. And I think, yeah, that was the anniversary of the student accommodation I was in. And over there, I luckily got my first friends who were at the same table with me, and they're like, oh, who are you? What's your name? Where are you from? And everything. And from there, yeah, it started like, you know, this person, they introduced me to another person, and here we go, yeah.
Fair. So everything kind of like slowly started to build and create.
Yeah, so if we will try to make a tip about like socializing when you come to a new country, I would say just attend. Even if you don't know anyone, just attend social events. People will approach you anyways. Like, it's just a matter of time, I would say.
Or
even if you're like pretty shy and like unconfident about yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty nice, because it also means like it's kind of like being a bit courageous as well, right?
Yeah.
Because like I'm pretty sure that there's not a lot of people that will just randomly go to a social event not knowing anyone.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's also a very courageous one. So now I want to touch on a little bit more on your social life, but a bit more on your talent side. So you said you're a dancer.
Yes.
And I know for a fact that you did decide to be part of our dance club.
Yes,
at Middlesex.
Sure.
So what was that experience for you, being able to take part or do something that you love as a hobby for the university, or even just develop that?
Okay, moving to Dubai, I was expecting myself to actually take a small break in my dancing career, I would say. But luckily, the one thing I knew before coming here, that was like the only one thing I would say I knew, that dancing community here is not that much developed as it is in Russia. So
really?
Yeah. In Russia, it's like a really big thing. You can easily find like dancing studios, dancing competitions, and everything, and you can easily socialize through that.
Mm-hmm.
But over here, I can barely see like competitions out of inter-university ones, and dancing studios, like, not much. So yeah, I was pretty surprised, and actually I didn't expect where I went to when I was joining a dancing club. So I had like this misconception of it, I would say. When I heard of dancing audition for a team, I was expecting to be auditioned for the constant team based in our university.
Well, like always.
Yeah, and performing just on in-university events.
Okay.
But then, like, even after the audition, people approached me like, oh, there's gonna be judging competition soon, and we're like performing there, like, what is that? And they're like, oh, it's an inter-university competition, we're gonna like choreograph a dance with the choreographer, and we will perform there. I was like, isn't it for the inside university events team? And they're like, oh no, that's
oh,
a different team.
You thought it was just for things inside Middlesex, not outside.
Yeah, exactly. And I was really surprised, and as it turned out, it was like really fun experience, especially when we got lucky with the choreographer. I'm really thankful to Navza, the previous dancing team coordinator, that she got us a chance to work with him, and I made friends with him, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
We got really close, and he is one of, I would call him mentor,
okay.
Because he really taught me on how to build teams, and I reflected on the whole process of us as a team, as we got connected, as we got closer, how we solved conflicts, how we managed to operate ourselves without the, that's the main goal that every like leader try to achieve, is when you create a team, you try to make it like working on its own without you.
Yeah.
You just like lead them, and that's what Munzi, his name is Munzi, got us to. He made us like practice on our own and prepare for the competition. Without him actually being present inside the room, and we got the same level of motivation, and we were putting the same amount of effort.
Okay.
That's really hard, and I understand that as a leader, to make your team actually do that. Because once you're not present with your team, they got lazy, they do whatever
yeah,
they are interested in.
I mean, listen, I may not be a dancer, but I've taken part in team events. I know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, so that was a really interesting experience, and I got it not only as a dancer. Of course, as a dancer, it was a step up for me because it was like a really high level of hip hop that I was not doing before.
Okay.
Yeah, I was more into other styles and being pretty familiar with everything, but not like focusing on like one.
You didn't expect it to be very intense in a way, would you say?
I would say I didn't expect it to be on this level as we did, because and again, thanks to choreographer, he brought us like a really good quality choreography that we made. I'm really happy again that I saw it not only as a dancer, but as well as I reflected on it as a member of a team, not particularly dancing, just as a team, and how it created, how it organized, and how it was motivated as well. Yeah, I got a lot out of it.
Sounds like it as well. Definitely, yeah. Sounds like it. I mean, you got 3 more years, so we can see what happens in the next 3 years as well.
That's what I was mostly excited about, that I made so much in a year and I have 3 years to go, and I'm like, oh, where are you gonna go?
Where are you gonna go now? You're gonna be the man. I think you're gonna be the leader, man.
Yeah, we'll see.
You'll be the leader sooner or later, man.
Okay.
So, talking about obviously that student experience and you two being an international student.
Yeah.
One thing you had mentioned earlier was that obviously you ended up meeting a lot of people from other cultures as well.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned that Russians, or from in your personal experience back home, it was a little bit more of a close-minded society. So, do you think living in the UAE, studying in the UAE, that's kind of your entire mindset has also changed in a way?
Yeah, I was pretty amazed that cultures over here can exist being like a bit separate from the culture that already based. For example, here we have like originally Arabic culture, right? But
yeah.
We have like a lot of different nationalities. For example, people from Philippines or from India, they operate like inside the country and they keep their traditions and culture inside of it, and it's pretty respected by the government. The thing that we have in Russia, and that's basically on my experience, and it may be different, but that's what I saw, that other cultures are pretty assimilated into Russians, I would say, but apart from political stuff, I really was amazed. Like, for example, if you're a Persian, you can go, there is like a Persian theater where they perform using only their language, and it's a really like sustained business model that operates here and exists, and it can like grow and go further. That was really amazing, and that's the main point where I realized that UAE is an actually good place for multicultural and open-minded people. They're like exposed to different cultures that are like actually existing here.
Yeah.
And they're pretty respected. They're open to bring their traditions here, and they will be treated nice.
All right.
I was like, okay, I'm Russian, I will come here, I will be treated nice as well as if I will bring my own culture here.
So can we expect a Russian dance from you next year?
That's the only dance I did just once in my life, and I'm not proud of it, actually.
Oh, never mind.
I mean, proud of the quality I did.
I mean, you got 3 months, maybe.
We'll see.
Alright, so I want to touch back a little bit towards a bit more of the academic side of it.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you still got 3 more years of university. If choosing to study at Middlesex, from what I know. And just remind me, like, what are you planning to study again?
Okay, I will start from the beginning. Originally, I was applying for advertising, PR, and branding. So I came from the background of being a videographer. I was self-employed like for 4 years, working as a videographer. I was producing like visual content for people. And I was like, okay, I want to touch more of a commercial side of videography, so I will go for advertising and PR. I will study like more about this and will apply it to my videography skills.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized that I want to go more into being an entrepreneur, and that was a breaking point for me when I realized that I don't actually see myself as someone who's producing the content, but managing people and leading them into the production, I would say.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then I switched to business management with marketing, as I am interested in marketing. But then I acknowledged that in innovations and entrepreneurship, which I'm interested in, entrepreneurship especially, they do study marketing as well. And of course, not in depth like in marketing company, but that's pretty enough for me because I'm more interested in the entrepreneurship side of business management.
You took, no offense, man, but you went all over the place. But all right, so I think with your undergrad degree officially set, right?
Yes.
So what I want to ask you is, now obviously when now that you've lived in the UAE for over a year, studied in Dubai for a year as well, as you said as well, your expectation of what you expected to do is completely different. How do you feel going into your first official year of undergraduate studies? Like, are you scared, nervous? Do you feel like you might have to give something up? Like, how do you feel going into that situation now?
Okay, I pretty realized that combining all the activities I have is pretty challenging and requires a lot of discipline and following your schedule, I would say, because it's pretty tough to be on time with everything, I would say. Yeah, because for now, as we have summer and I have just my work, I can allow myself to do like some steps aside, I would say, like do mistakes and everything. But during the year, I didn't have such an opportunity, and that led me to a problem of not sleeping enough. And that led me to a problem of a burnout. So yeah.
Sleep, man. Who sleeps in university? Who sleeps in university?
Okay, yeah. But for now, I do realize how much work it requires, how much effort it requires, so I can plan things in advance pretty wisely now. And I'm the one feeling I have about first year of university, I would say it's an excitement for sure, because I'm pretty excited about entering it, about seeing all the new opportunities I see from the perspective of being like a business management student.
Sure.
And talking to professors, because I know, like, especially in our uni, we have lots of professors with interesting connections I can get. And I'm not expecting much from a uni as an educational program, because you know, like lots of students, they go into university and they're like, okay, I need this degree to put it on my CV to be applied. I don't have anyone to be employed for. I'm the employer. So I'm not looking for the degree just to put it on my CV and like, yeah, that's definitely a flex. I'm not looking for the degree I can put on my CV like just for the checkbox. But I'm looking for the student life, of course, because it's a crucial part of my life I don't want to miss. And I'm looking for opportunities and socialization. Yeah, I look for friends and people. Like, if you look at the stories of really great entrepreneurs, they usually made their first startups in uni with motivated like students as well, with their friends basically.
All right.
So that's what I'm looking for here. Yeah.
Sure. That's a very positive outlook. Let's really say, going into first year, can't, for many people, it can be scary, even for me, because I did foundation as well. So it's a very positive outlook, I'll definitely say. And just having seen the clock, we are running out of time now for this episode. But I do have one final question for you. And to anyone listening that may be an international student or someone that's about to enter their first year of education, first year of formal bachelor studies, what's one piece of advice, being an international student, being the person that has gone through a lot of the aspects of uni, what's one piece of advice you'd like to give people?
Okay, I'll try to keep it short.
Sure.
As we're wrapping it up. One interesting concept I learned myself and really wanted to message to the people. It's really spread, but I will try to apply it to all we talked about. When you see something really hard that requires you to push you to, like for example, you need to push yourself into multicultural space where you need to talk the language which is not your first language, or for example, you need to go for an activity you don't really want to go to because you're like alone, you don't know anyone.
Yeah.
That's hard, that's pretty hard and requires a lot of energy to go. So the one concept I want everybody to know is that the time you make, you do something hard for yourself and you repeat it over time, you make it easy for yourself. There won't be a time where something will be like easy to yourself, like on its own. You will have to take the hard side of it and make it easy for yourself.
Okay.
The harder, like the more hard things you take, the easier you take them. And that's how you like level up, I would say. Yeah, so
right.
Just go for any challenge you see, and over time it will be easy for you, like, yeah. It always will be scary, but
definitely.
The more scary stuff you take, the less scary it will be. Yeah, I would
all
say
right.
That.
So yeah, that being said, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much again, Roman, for coming. I hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for
Make sure to check out Roman on his Instagram page. We'll definitely be tagging him in our next post. And yeah, with that being said, my name is Tinner. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Students Era Podcast. Have a great day.